Clarity isn't just a virtue, it's a necessity. Businesses constantly strive to capture attention and drive action, especially when prospects are in the crucial consideration stage of their buyer's journey. But how can you be sure your meticulously crafted content truly resonates with your audience instead of leaving them confused or disengaged? The challenge lies in cutting through the noise. Is your content truly connecting? Every day, countless articles, emails, and social posts vie for your audience's limited attention. Consider this. The average human attention span has remarkably shrunk to as little as 8.25 seconds, a figure often cited as shorter than that of a goldfish, which clocks in at 9 seconds. If your message isn't instantly understandable or demands too much thought or attention, it's likely to be scrolled past. This isn't just about pretty words. It's about effective communication that moves prospects closer to a decision. Compounding this challenge is the reality of adult literacy. In North America, statistics reveal that a significant portion of adults read below a proficient level. For instance, in the U.S., approximately 54% of adults read below a sixth grade level, according to some analyses. Similarly, in Canada, nearly half, 49% of adult Canadians have literacy skills that fall below a high school level. These figures underscore a critical point. If your content is written at a higher academic level, you risk alienating a large segment of your potential audience, regardless of how valuable your insights might be. This isn't just about pretty words. It's about effective communication that moves prospects closer to a decision. This is where readability becomes paramount, and a powerful tool like the Flesch Reading Ease Test enters the picture. It offers a quantifiable way to assess how accessible your content truly is. Understanding and applying this test can be a game changer for those leveraging platforms like HubSpot for their content strategy. Could a simple readability score be the key to unlocking more effective communication and stronger business development? Let's explore. 2. Demystifying the Flesch Reading Ease Test. What is it, really? What exactly is the Flesch Reading Ease Test, and why should it matter to your business? At its core, the Flesch Reading Ease Test is a formula designed to measure the readability of English text. It calculates a score based on two primary factors, the average sentence length, ASL, and the average number of syllables per word, ASW. The resulting score ranges from 0 to 100, where a higher score indicates easier readability. For instance, a score of 90 to 100 means the text is very easy to read, understandable by an average fifth grader. Conversely, a score of 0 to 30 suggests the text is very difficult to read, best understood by university graduates. Developed by Rudolf Flesch in 1948, this test was initially conceived to help improve communication in business and government documents. Its enduring relevance speaks volumes about the universal need for clear communication. Why does this matter for your content, particularly in the consideration stage? Audience engagement. Simpler, more direct language significantly retains reader attention. Research consistently shows that the vast majority of online readers prefer content written at an eighth grade reading level or lower. They are scanning for quick answers and insights, not deciphering complex prose. Information retention. When content is easy to understand, readers are more likely to grasp and remember the key messages. This is crucial for guiding them through the nuances of your product or service during their evaluation. Conversion rates. Clear, easily digestible text leads to more effective calls to action. If a reader struggles to understand your explanation, they're less likely to take the next desired step. One study by Nielsen Norman Group found that improving content clarity and scannability could boost usability by 124%. Directly impacting conversion potential. Indirect SEO benefits. While the Flesch Reading Ease Test isn't a direct ranking factor for search engines, good readability indirectly supports your SEO efforts by improving user experience. When users find your content easy to read and understand, they spend more time on your page, which can lead to lower bounce rates and higher engagement signals, factors Google's algorithms consider. Understanding and applying the Flesch Reading Ease Test empowers you to craft content that truly connects, informs, and ultimately converts. 3. Achieving content clarity. What should your Flesch score be? So you understand what the Flesch Reading Ease Test is. Now, what's the target? When it comes to HubSpot, the platform itself nudges you towards exceptional clarity. For the content we create and optimize, we aim for a flesh reading ease score of 100 within HubSpot's SEO assessment. Why strive for a perfect 100? While a score in the 60-70 range is generally considered plain English and suitable for most audiences, a score nearing 100 signifies content that is exceptionally easy to consume. This means your message is reaching the widest possible audience with minimal effort on their part, reducing any friction in their buyer's journey. It makes your content approachable, inviting, and highly effective for guiding consideration stage prospects. Let's break down the general interpretation of flesh scores. 9100, very easy. Easily understood by an average fifth grader. This is the sweet spot for broad online content, especially for marketing materials where you want to engage and inform quickly. 80 to 90, easy. Readily understood by average sixth graders. Still highly accessible. 70 to 80, fairly easy, understood by 7th graders, good for general audiences. 60 to 70, plain English, easily understood by 8th and 9th graders, acceptable for many types of content. 50 to 60, fairly difficult, understandable by 10th to 12th graders, it may require more focus from the reader. 30 to 50, difficult, best understood by college graduates, often found in academic or technical journals. 0 to 30, very difficult, best understood by university graduates, typically seen in highly specialized legal or scientific texts. Practical application in HubSpot. HubSpot conveniently integrates readability analysis directly into its content editor. As you compose your blog posts, landing pages, or website content, HubSpot provides real-time feedback, including the flesh reading ease test score. Here's how to leverage it. Locating the score. In the HubSpot content editor, navigate to the Optimize or SEO tab. Exact location may vary slightly based on updates. You'll find a section dedicated to readability, displaying your current flesh score. Leveraging HubSpot's recommendations. HubSpot doesn't just give you a score, it offers actionable suggestions. These often include identifying long sentences, complex words, or passive voice constructions. Pay attention to these prompts. Strategies for improvement. To push your flesh reading ease test score higher and enhance overall readability. Sentence length. This is often the biggest culprit for low scores. Break down long, rambling sentences into two or three shorter, punchier ones. Instead of, the comprehensive analytical framework employed by our esteemed institution meticulously evaluates the multifaceted implications of various economic indicators on global market fluctuations, providing unparalleled insights for strategic decision making. Try, our team meticulously analyzes economic indicators. This helps us understand their impact on global markets. We then provide insights for strategic decisions. Vocabulary choice. Opt for common, everyday words over jargon, technical terms unless explicitly defined for a specialist audience, or overly academic language. Simpler synonyms are your friends. Active voice. Prioritize active voice over passive voice. It makes your sentences more direct, clear, and engaging. For example, the team implemented the strategy, active, is clearer than the strategy was implemented by the team, passive. Studies show that content written in active voice is often perceived as more authoritative and easier to process, improving reader comprehension and trust. Paragraph structure. Keep paragraphs concise and focused on one main idea. Long blocks of text are visually intimidating and can deter readers. Aim for paragraphs no longer than 3 to 5 sentences. Transitional phrases. Use clear transition words and phrases, e.g., however, therefore, in addition, to guide the reader smoothly from one idea to the next. By consistently applying these strategies, you'll naturally improve your flesh reading ease test score, and more importantly, create content that truly resonates with your audience. 4. Beyond flesh, exploring alternative readability metrics. While the flesh reading ease test is an excellent benchmark, particularly within HubSpot, it's worth acknowledging that no single metric is perfect for every scenario. The flesh test might not fully account for content that explains complex ideas simply, or for highly specialized vocabulary common within a niche industry, but the formula might flag it as difficult. Understanding other readability formulas can provide a more holistic view of your content's accessibility. Flesh Kincaid grade level. This is a companion to the Flesch Reading Ease Test. Instead of a 0-100 score, it outputs a U.S. grade level. So, a score of 8.0 would mean an 8th grader could understand the text. This can be particularly useful if you have a specific target educational level for your audience. Gunning-Fogg Index. This formula also aims to provide a grade-level score. It calculates readability based on average sentence length and the percentage of complex words, those with three or more syllables. A score of 12 typically indicates text understandable by a high school senior. Smog Index. Simple measure of gobbledygook. This index focuses exclusively on polysyllabic words, words with three or more syllables, to determine the grade level needed to comprehend the text. It's often considered one of the most reliable sources for health literacy materials. Dale-Chow Readability Formula. This formula uses a list of approximately 3,000 common words. Text containing more words outside this list is considered more difficult. It's often used for assessing texts that might have a higher proportion of simple words but still present challenges due to sentence structure. When to use each? For general web content, marketing blogs, and content during the consideration stage of the buyer's journey, the Flesch Reading Ease Test and Flesch Kincaid is often sufficient and widely accepted. However, exploring the Gunning-Fogg Index or Smog Index might offer additional relevant insights if you are creating highly technical documentation, academic papers, or content for a specific educated niche. The key is to choose the metric that best aligns with your audience and content goals. While your primary focus for HubSpot-driven content should remain on achieving a high Flesch score, being aware of these alternatives deepens your understanding of readability and allows for more nuanced content evaluation when necessary. V. Global reach, local understanding, multilingual content, and readability. As businesses expand their reach, multilingual content becomes not just an advantage, but a necessity. But here's a critical point. A text that scores highly on the Flesch Reading Ease Test in English may not translate to similar readability in another language. This presents a unique challenge that goes beyond mere translation. The complexity stems from inherent linguistic differences. Grammatical structures, typical sentence lengths, and average syllables per word can vary wildly across languages. A direct, literal translation of an easy-to-read English sentence might become clunky or overly complex in German, too formal in Spanish, or culturally inappropriate in Japanese. For instance, many Romance languages have longer sentence structures than English. While a literal translation might be grammatically correct, it could significantly lower a theoretical readability score for that language if one existed. This is why a simple focus on the Flesch Reading Ease Test for English alone isn't sufficient for a global content strategy. Readability in non-English environments, language-specific metrics. It's important to recognize that different languages often have unique readability formulas calibrated to their specific linguistic properties. Relying solely on an English-centric formula for other languages can be misleading. Cultural nuances. Beyond grammar, cultural context plays a massive role. Phrases, idioms, and even the directness of communication preferred by an audience vary significantly. Content must be localized, not just translated, to genuinely resonate and be understood. This ensures that the message feels natural and relevant to the target culture. As we've explored in discussions about multilingual blogs, simply translating words isn't enough. You must understand the cultural context to truly connect. Strategies for multilingual readability. To ensure your global content is as compelling and readable as your English material, native speakers, professional translators. This is non-negotiable. Leverage native speakers or professional translators who are fluent in the language and deeply understand the target culture and common communication styles. They can adapt content to sound natural and achieve the desired readability. Prioritize simplicity across borders. Start with source content that is inherently clear and concise and avoids overly complex structures or jargon. This makes the translation and localization process smoother and more likely to produce readable content. Focus on universal concepts that translate well. Iterative testing and feedback. Once translated and localized, test the content with native speakers from your target audience. Gather feedback on clarity, naturalness, and ease of understanding. This iterative process helps refine the content to achieve optimal readability in each specific language. Leverage HubSpot's multilingual capabilities. HubSpot provides robust tools for managing multilingual content, from setting up page language variations to organizing translations. While HubSpot's readability score typically applies to the language of the instance, the principles of clear, concise writing remain paramount for every language version you publish. Businesses with multilingual websites often report higher global engagement rates and improved international lead generation, demonstrating the tangible impact of well-executed localized content. Navigating the complexities of multilingual content requires a strategic approach that extends beyond literal translation. This approach strongly emphasizes achieving native-level readability and cultural resonance. VI, conclusion. Empowering your content with clarity. In the dynamic world of digital marketing, where attention spans are fleeting and competition is fierce, the clarity of your content can be your most powerful asset. The Flesh Reading Ease Test offers an invaluable, quantifiable measure to ensure your message is heard and effortlessly understood, particularly within the strategic environment of HubSpot. The takeaway is clear. Readable content isn't just something that's nice to have, it's a strategic imperative for business development. It builds trust, enhances understanding, and ultimately drives action. Ready to transform your content into a powerful engine for growth? At Aspiration Marketing, we don't just understand these principles, we live them. We craft SEO-optimized, highly readable content that resonates deeply with your target audience, leveraging platforms like HubSpot to ensure maximum impact. Discover how Aspiration Marketing can elevate your content strategy and drive business growth by visiting our HubSpot topic page or exploring our insights on blogging best practices. Clarity isn't just an advantage in pursuing meaningful connections, it's the foundation. Are you ready to make every word count?